USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Republicans are looking to subpoena the whistleblower in the Ukraine scandal, but Democrats who run the committee are likely to reject their request. Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan says he believes the whistleblower should have to testify before the House Intelligence Committee. The anonymous whistleblower filed a formal complaint about President Trump's July phone call with the president of Ukraine. It is worth noting the whistleblower was not on the call and did not hear it firsthand. Vice President Mike Pence in New Hampshire on Thursday formally signs the paperwork to put President Trump and himself on the ballot. While there, the vice president touts the progress in front of a raucous crowd.
Rebuild our military, revive the American economy, restored and strengthened the constitutional foundation of our courts, has America standing tall in the world again, has made America great again.
The New Hampshire primary is set for February 11th, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt. Call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.